CBS News. I'm Steve Dorsey. President Obama suspects Russia was involved in the crash of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 in eastern Ukraine. More now from White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
While intelligence has not determined who pushed the button, the president sees Russian influence.
A group of separatists can't shoot down military transport planes, or they claim shoot down fighter jets, without sophisticated equipment and sophisticated training, and that is coming from Russia.
Mr. Obama said a credible international investigation will determine exactly what happened, but the U.S. is drawing its own conclusions based on the shot that was fired. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
CBS's Aaron Lyle is at the crash zone.
Some residents in the area have even had bodies fall through the roofs of their houses. I know one woman found a woman that came through her kitchen. It's just kind of a nightmare.
Vigils are underway outside embassies across the world. Many of the crash victims were from Europe and Australia. Dozens of AIDS researchers were also on board the plane.
Among the men and women of science who died in this crash was a giant. Joop Lange, doctor, visionary, and campaigner who spearheaded the push to get cheap antiretroviral drugs to the poor.
You was treating the first AIDS patients in.
His friend and fellow researcher Tobias Rinke de Wit.
I think the greatest achievement of Joop is to really give a face to the nameless people, mostly in Africa and in Asia, who were suffering from one of the biggest epidemics of all times.
Elizabeth Palmer, CBS News, Amsterdam.
President Obama told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu he's worried about the risks and rising death toll of an expanded ground offensive by Israel in the Gaza Strip targeting Hamas. More from CBS's Robert Berger.
So far, the army says there has not been much resistance from Hamas to the Israeli ground operation. But Hamas says it's got other things planned, such as ambushing Israeli forces.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will leave Saturday for the Middle East to help broker an end to the conflict. U.S. officials say Iran will be allowed to access an additional $2.8 billion of its frozen assets during a four-month period of extended talks on its nuclear program, but most international sanctions against the country will remain in place. Iranian negotiators and six world powers failed to reach a deadline for a deal. Evacuations are underway in a third community in central Washington state threatened by wildfires. Governor Jay Inslee surveyed the fires.
The reality is that sometimes it's not a matter of assets. Mother Nature's going to have the last card to play here. And when it's so hot and so dry and the wind is blowing so hard, these fires move 20 miles in one night.
Hundreds have evacuated their homes. This is CBS News.